Welcome to Scrappy ABM, your source for groundbreaking approaches that don't break the bank. ABM shouldn't cost $200K in tech to even get started. So if you want to get started with ABM or make your program even better without investing a massive amount of money, you're in the right place. Each week, we'll hear from the brightest minds in the marketing world who are redefining ABM, achieving incredible results with untraditional methods, limited resources, and a whole lot of creativity. This isn't a show about how much money you can spend on fancy tech or overhyped tools. Instead, it's about celebrating creative problem solving and the scrappiness it takes to get ABM right. We'll dive into how these marketing leaders built robust ABM strategies with limited resources, revealing the actionable insights that led to their biggest wins. So if you're a marketer ready to challenge the status quo and build a scalable, efficient, effective marketing strategy, Scrappy ABM is the show for you. So if you're ready to discover ABM strategies that are lean, impactful, and utterly transformative, let's dive into this episode. Hello and welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. Today, we're going to be digging into another podcast guest conversion playbook that you can run super easily. So in this episode, I will be talking through when you invite a guest on to just share their story. In the last episode, we talked through what happens when you invite a true expert onto your podcast that does not need your help and how you can convert them into a referral partner. So if you want to dive deeper into that concept, go back to our last solo episode. In this, again, we're going to be talking through how do you convert a guest that shares their story with you. And again, the goal is not to showcase expertise. It's not to be an authority. It's to be someone that simply shares their opinion and walks through step-by-step how they got through where they are today. For those of you that have done something like this or have maybe listened to a show like this or are maybe questioning what an example of this would look like, I highly encourage you to go look at my former podcast, The Marketing Ladder. The Marketing Ladder was a marketing careers-focused podcast in which we just interviewed guests on how they built their career. The purpose of the show was not to create a definitive approach for how to build a marketing career successfully. It was not to create any sort of expertise or thought leadership. The core of that show was to help people understand the variety of ways that someone can build their marketing career. And also, we happened to also interview people that were actively hiring, so you could then reach out to that person and hopefully land a job. That was the purpose. The goal of that show was just to allow people to share their story, to give them a platform. What that ended up doing is creating incredible relationships with all of our guests. So again, if you want to understand, how do I find my guests? How do I source these opportunities? It depends on the kind of show that you built. In the context of the marketing ladder, we just interviewed people that were actively hiring that happened to be marketing leaders and often unintentionally ended up being on our target account list when I worked at a former company. Just because I was connected with all of our target accounts, and when they would show that they were hiring, it created a great opportunity to connect one-to-one. And in the context of that show, again, we just interviewed people. And then there was no pitch, there was no reference to even the company that I worked for. What that did is it built such a positive affinity towards me because I ended up through that show actually placing, it was upwards of 40 people into new jobs. And what that created is the target account liked me and the main decision maker at the target account ended up liking me because I helped them find talent. The talent ended up liking me because I helped them find a job. So now by doing this approach, I ended up, again, building massive affinity and a positive sense of appreciation for me personally through how I was able to help them find talent. And then the person that landed a job was excited because they got a job. So through this, they then had two advocates at our target accounts for, in that context, it was Mason Cosby. So the approach that you can then take is primarily focused less on the actual immediate podcast interview and the immediate expectations of conversion out of the interview. The primary goal here is to hear the person's story and then to create opportunities where you can continue to engage post-interview. So again, in the context of hearing someone's story, we hear all the ways that they were hiring. I'd hear the places that they had gone previously. I'd hear how they think and understand their career trajectory. What I then ended up doing after that was every single month, I would compile a single post of every person that was actively hiring at these different companies. And through that post, I would tag them. I would list out all the roles they were hiring for. And it was directly the hiring manager. So that post, admittedly, every single month kind of blew up on LinkedIn. Some of these posts ended up getting over 50,000 impressions, which for me is quite a lot. I think the lowest that I ended up getting ever was 15,000. So the post got significant reach. And again, I know that it connects a lot of great people to a lot of great hiring managers. And what that did is every single month, that person that was on the show was reminded that I existed and that I was thinking about them and that I cared about them and that I wanted them to be successful. What that also ended up doing is I was then, by that nature, forced to keep up and understand what roles people were hiring for. And hiring is a simple indication that is, these are our priorities. So if someone's hiring an SEO manager, they're focused on SEO. Someone's hiring an ABM manager, they're focused on ABM. And what I can then help them do is find someone that's great at building an ABM program. The other thing I can do is also mention, hey, by the way, if you need any help with ABM, we've got a ton of great resources. And then, surprise, they are now engaging in all of our content. So through a story-based show, you end up creating, again, these moments of serendipity where you can continue to stay engaged. The question that you would then want to think through is, what story do I want these guests to tell? It could be their career story. It could be the story of how they built this incredible program. It could be any number of stories. It could even be just a personal story. I've seen a lot of great shows come up. One that I was on recently was entirely just about like revenue leadership, mental health. It had nothing to do with actually building marketing programs, had nothing to do with actually leading a team. It was all around, as a revenue leader, how you focus on balancing your mental health, because there's a lot of pressure that happens on revenue leaders. And I shared my story. So again, at the core, may not have anything to do with the company that you work for, the products that you sell, or even their expertise. It's just them sharing their story so you can connect on a human-to-human level and stay in contact and follow up and stay engaged. And again, because they've now spent an hour with you, essentially just walking through what they've experienced, they feel a deep sense of connection and a deep sense of trust with you. And especially if you hold that trust well and you don't just immediately try to pitch them, but you stay in their sphere, you stay on their radar, that then converts over time. And everybody hates that phrase, over time. But I am still, to this day, converting people that were guests on the marketing ladder, not because of anything that I've done, but because I was a part of their world. And what I recognized is that my target accounts tend to actually work in very similar organizations. So by building great relationships with them, 4 years later, they still want to work with me, because people tend to trust people for an extended period of time. So at the core, the primary goal of a story-based podcast, where you convert the guest, is trust. And it's building a personal relationship with this individual and figuring out touch points that you can keep going for months over months over months, and potentially for years on end, that then result in them remembering you, you staying top of mind, and inevitably then becoming a potential. Again, not based on the perfect value proposition, not based on the perfect timing, but primarily based on the trust that has been built. I say this, and many of you are thinking, wow, that sounds like it's terrible, because it takes years to pay off. And what I would consider is, if you're an early stage founder, or if you're a seller that is dedicated to a specific industry, and I've known many sellers that only focus on rev tech, or they only focus in the manufacturing space, and you think about the relationships you can develop and the trust that you can build through a story-based podcast, it is highly likely that these relationships will be the same relationships that you should hold and continue with for the next decade if you're dedicated to a specific industry in a specific space. So again, viewing it less as the immediate conversion tool and more as the opportunity to build trust that no one else is really investing in. No one else is investing in these approaches that are entirely built around, how do I build great relationships with 300 people that are my right fit potential customers, that will either become referral partners or that will come and work with me inevitably because they trust me? People don't do that because it takes 3 years. We're talking 300 people. That's 100 episodes a year. That's hard. That's 2 episodes a week. But if you do it and you do it well, you won't ever really struggle for pipeline. You won't struggle for revenue. But again, the example that I have is myself. my company is literally going to hit 1 year from the LLC being formed. And I'm primarily closing people that I've known for 3 to 4 years through a podcast that had nothing to do with account-based marketing. And it's simply because the people trust me because they know I care about them. So again, is this one a little bit fluffy? Yeah. But if you have a long enough time horizon that you think about this, this is one of the most impactful ways that you can actually drive revenue for your business. Now, the flip side of this is, yeah, it's going to require trust. So the easiest way to actually build trust and to show people you or make people think you care about them is to actually care about them and to be someone that's worthy of trust. And that's why I love a story-based podcast. That's why I love this approach, because at the end of the day, the primary goal is to let people share their story, share their thoughts, share their opinions, and to inevitably just become a person that's a part of their spheres of influence. And if you just keep showing up in their life, they will continue to trust you and they will continue to value your thoughts and the fact that you show up for them. So is this one a little bit more fluffy? Absolutely. Is it absolutely worth it if you have a long enough time horizon? There's no doubt about it. So again, build your target account list, start inviting them on to a podcast where they can share their story and be honest and vulnerable with you. Allow them the opportunity to build great trust. Do not pitch them. Just show up in their life and continue to be a supporter and a raving fan and an advocate for them personally. And by doing that, inevitably they will send people your way through referrals, or you build so much trust that when they need your help based on the services that you provide, you're the only person that they think of because of the trust that's been built over years. So hopefully this is helpful. Again, if you have any thoughts and questions, always reach out to me over LinkedIn, and we'll see you in the next one. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Scrappy ABM. If you enjoyed this week's episode, go ahead and give us a follow so that you don't miss a single episode. We drop every single Monday so that you can start your week off right. And if you're looking for additional great content just like this, go check out scrappyabm.com. We're building a library of frameworks, guides, templates, processes, and tools so you have everything that you need to build a low-budget, high-impact, scrappy program. Again, thank you for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. This has been your host, Mason Cosby, and we look forward to seeing you in the next one.